Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Husis, and welcome to Seller Notes.
You know, Alan, in keeping with our theme of Thanksgiving wines and the challenge that that meal presents, we talked about Pinot Noir last week. And this week we're going to talk about, which I think is it's been around for a little while, but still kind of an emerging grape varietal called Viognier. And you were kind enough to go sample a few on taking one for the team. So what'd you come up with?
Well, I came up with some very interesting choices, none of which are from France, which is where Viognier comes from. Two wines that were produced by Yulumba in South Australia really, really captured my imagination. And Hugh, I tasted these without knowing the price, and I got two vastly different impressions. The first one is the Yulumba Viognier, South Australia Organic. And just a very, very interesting Viognier. It's off, dry, bright, filled with all manner of flavors. Let's start with the aroma. There's a lot of yellow pear, quinine water, and lemongrass in it. And when you taste the wine, you'll be impressed with the weightiness of it. The flavors are intense and variable, and it goes from one thing to another. I got a burst of lemon up top, then I got something like pear brandy in the middle, and finally, a very bitter almond finish. The flavors are all slightly sweet, and I can see this wine having no trouble at all at the Thanksgiving table. I'm going to save the prices, okay? Now, the next thing they have is what they call their Y series of products from Yulumba. And this was the Yulumba Y series Viognier. This was totally different. It was intense, refined, sleek, and powerful. It starts with a very delicate, supple aroma of apple blossoms, honeysuckle, and a touch of papaya. And on the palate, the wine is ultra smooth. It's just packed with flavor and built with total class. The first flavor that you come across is a concentrated, powerful flavor resembling something like eau de vie. And then you'll get a burst of bitter orange and then a finish with sweet Meyer lemon. Just sleek and wonderful. Now, that was the one I thought was the most expensive. It wasn't. It was only $14. And the organic Viognier was only $17. So if you want the big plump one, or if you like the nice, sleek, refined one, you've got two great choices to work with here. And I just like them both an awful lot. Now, down in Argentina, of all places, they're growing Viognier. I think they're trying all sorts of things down in Argentina. And I had a chance to try one. This is from Santa Julia in the Mendoza, 2020. The price is only $9.
And oh, wow.
Here's what you get. This is a white wine with a lot of leanness to it, but a fruity, racy type of pleasantness. It's pleasantly plump. That's a good way of putting it here. Pleasantly plump, which you need. You need a little bit of body to stand up to Thanksgiving dinner.
You do.
The aroma features lemon peel, green olives, and minerality, I would say. And on the palate, the wine is bone dry, but there's this good solid bottom of sweet fruit, sort of lemon pear blend. And it's followed by a definitive burst of acidity, which leads into a very zingy finish. I think that this is going to work really well. Remember, you should have a red and a white on the Thanksgiving table. We're going to put these recommendations on our website so you can go shopping for them. It's just going to be a lot of fun. Everyone have a good time. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.